Hello, Kodiak, and welcome to the March 27th edition of Highland Byways. I'm Pam Foreman. I sometimes wonder how many fascinating hours I have spent in what I call the Byways Research Wormhole. But unlike wormholes, which in theory provide shortcuts through space-time, the Byways Research Wormhole takes you on elongated trips through fascinating and marginally useful information. This week's show was a bit like that. I'll usually start writing the show thinking something like, it's almost April. I wonder when the first gray whales will start showing up. Or, boy, that was a little weird finding a fish alive, buried in the sand, away from the surf this week. Before you know it, my distractible brain is digging through not only the internet, but the books on my shelves and talking to friends about such things, and bam, 2 hours have gone by. Mind you, this show is only 2 minutes long. Not an effective use of my time, you say? I disagree. There's some pretty interesting things out there in the natural world, and sometimes you have to go down a side road to learn something new about it. So here's what I know. The gray whales have been leaving Baja for quite some time now, and they're heading north. 190 have passed along the Oregon coast this week alone during their whale-watching week. Best guess as to when we might see some here? Maybe mid-April? As for the fish, I was walking along Buskin Beach at low tide out near the surf. Looking down, I saw this weird bump in the middle of undisturbed sand. On a closer look, it was obviously something alive as it appeared to be gasping for air. A friend excavated and found a little sculpin tail down in the sand. She put it back in the ocean where we hoped it would survive to see another day. But here's what I found out. Some sculpin have been known to survive out of water, breathing air, for up to 24 hours. Who knew? And that's it for Island Byways this week. Have fun and stay safe out there. Thanks for listening.